You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Brandon called us and he has fallen in love with his roommate.
So we've been roommates for about 2 years now. I guess because we just spent so much time together and I really get to see who she is behind the scenes. Every girl I go out with, this girl's great, but I always see myself comparing them to her. I find her attractive. I guess she finds me attractive. But it's one of those, like, she's always had a boyfriend. And then I just really got to know her, and I was, man, she really is a cool person, you know? I don't want to be the rebound guy. You know, I feel like if I don't say something that someone's going to steal her. At first, I think it was more of just a crush because we really just hung out a lot together, and I really got to know her. But, man, I really love this girl. But I'm afraid that I don't want to blow the friendship.
So we talked to Brandon a little bit, and the women of the Burt Show and the women in the Burt Show community said, look, there are probably things she's been doing over the last couple of years that may give you an indicator if she's into you or not.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those, like Wendy said, was if she cuddles up next to you on the couch while you guys are watching a movie.
Maybe she has a blanket or a pillow, or she leaves her door cracked so you can peek in.
Does she wear when she's getting changed or using the toilet.
Right. Does she wear cute pajamas around the house and care about what she looks like, or does she just like slop around in old sweats and no makeup?
Does she posture up? Does she sit in cool positions to maybe accentuate her booty?
Mm-hmm. I think Melissa said it yesterday. Good posture means she likes you.
That's right. That's right. Man, that if a woman is like, oh, yeah, she's all sticking out something for you.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
So we sent Brandon, just think of the last, year. And has she done some of these things? Sit around the apartment, see if any of these subtle indicators are there to let him know if he should make a move or not.
And I was nervous because I thought, can he go home and just be subtle about it and just observe? Or is he going to ask questions he shouldn't and start saying things he shouldn't say?
Because now he's looking at her through the eyes of somebody that might have a chance. So everything she does is going to be like, yes.
Yeah.
She asked me to go ahead and use the remote last night.
She loves me.
It's a sure sign. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, guys.
Anything happen, now that you knew what the subtle things were to look for? Anything happen that might give you an indicator that, yeah, there might be a little chance here?
Well, we were watching TV, and out of nowhere, she asked if she can get me something, and so she went and got me a beer from the refrigerator.
Okay.
Anybody?
Well, she may have been getting herself something, was just being polite.
Do you think that maybe Wendy's in your head now with all of her subtle signs and everything that she does?
Yeah, I think my head's still going to blow up.
Mm-hmm. Was she sitting close to you on the couch, or were you guys on opposite sides of the couch?
Well, here's the thing. We're watching TV, and then she stretched out, and she put her legs on my lap.
There you
go. That's
good. Booyah!
That is
all
a
right.
good sign.
Wendy?
That's a clear sign. I would do that.
Okay. She loves you.
Now, would you also do that with a guy friend if you felt comfortable enough with that guy friend and you thought there's no way he's interested in me, there's no way he'll hit on me? Would you put your feet on his lap?
I wouldn't do that to Adam Baum. No. That'd be awkward.
That's a really good point, though, Jen. Like, maybe she's gone so far over to the we're just friends side that she would do that also.
She's overly comfortable.
Because I think I would. Like, if you were just overly comfortable on the friend side, I think I would. So I don't know if that one's as clear as we think.
It's a good one.
But at least there's a comfort level, and a non-sexual intimacy level there that's established. So I still think that, these are signs on how safe it is for you to talk to her. Because I do think that you eventually have to tell her how you feel. But at least I think these are signs that she's not going to, kind of reject you harshly.
We need to give him, concrete homework assignments.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you have been in this situation before, and your roommate turned into your lover. And it ended up being a really serious relationship for a very long time. Then how did you make that move? It's a difficult thing to travel down because I think in most cases, like the first time the two of you hook up, it's generally over alcohol.
Yeah.
Like the chemistry is sort of there and then it's booze that puts you over the edge. But if you're not going to go that way, then what do you do?
That's a great point.
Or what have you done?
My friends that were friends before or best friends or whatever and crossed the line, it usually was alcohol induced.
Mm-hmm.
That's just It's like the universal lubricant. Like, it just makes everything go smoother. Everything.
Good morning.
Everything.
Oh, we get it.
We got it.
Amy, you're on Q100. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. You have some advice here for Brandon?
Yes, it is just so nice to hear this because it just brings back a lot of old feelings. I went through the same thing. I ended up marrying my roommate. We're expecting our first baby any day now. So,
congratulations.
We have a really good relationship, and I couldn't imagine not being married to him. And I just love to hear that he's in love with her, and I just want him to go for it so much just because of my good story. But
well, outside of, like, right off the bat, just sitting her down going, look, I'm having these feelings for you. Mm-hmm. What can he do that would give him better insight that this is going to be okay? Or to slowly let her know that this is a direction that it's going in? Ideally, I think the best game plan is doing something that she sort of feels like it's heading down that direction. And if she's not comfortable with it, she can subtly sort of turn him down without really turning him down.
And it doesn't have to be so awkward.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. But how did it happen with you and your husband?
Well, my situation is totally different. It was actually my roommate's boyfriend that she had brought into to live with us.
Oh, damn.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. So it's like drama in itself. But as it turned out, he moved out, and we ended up dating. And then I got married. So it's, I guess, a little bit different story.
Were you your maid of honor?
No.
Can you give him any advice on what he can do?
Tell her.
No, I mean, it's too soon.
If he had not have told me, I never would have done it. Never. And so I don't know what else to say, because my situation, if he hadn't have told me, I wouldn't be married right now, and I wouldn't be extremely happy.
What were the words he used? Like, how did he tell you?
We actually went to a football game at Auburn, and when we got there, we spent a weekend together, just us, and I just saw qualities in him that I was looking for that I never thought about until just me and him were together.
Okay, here's one thing. Here's what I'm taking from that right now. Now, it's not an Auburn game, but is there something, Brandon, that you can do with her for a full day? Where you
Absolutely.
Guys are one-on-one with each other for a full day, so maybe she'll get the same, have the same thoughts that this listener had also.
Like tantric lovemaking.
Subtle, again.
Right.
Really subtle.
Is there an opportunity to do that?
What I was thinking was maybe, you know, go out to eat or something, but not ask her on a date, but maybe, like, saying, like, I want a gift card from work and say that I got to use it by this weekend. And if she says
Good
yes,
news.
Then, you know, maybe she's definitely interested.
So you're almost tricking her into a date.
Well, I guess.
That's a good move.
But if she says no, then I know she's not interested at all, right?
I don't know if that's the right move to make or not, because even as a friend, if somebody said, hey, I got a gift card, and I got to use it by this week, and you want to go, even if it's a good friend of mine, I'd be like, well, why can't you just take me to dinner? But going along what Bert was saying, is there something to, like, we talked about how she broke up with her boyfriend, or her and her boyfriend broke up, I forgot how long ago it was, and you know, maybe is it an opportunity where he could tell her, you know, let's just get you, I don't know how to put this. It can't be a weekend thing because obviously that's too bold. But then I think dinner's too subtle. I think what Bert's saying is right. Like something where you say, I'm just going to take you away, get your mind off of things. You want to go to the blah and be a little more bold than a dinner. I don't think that's bold enough.
Yeah, I think it's definitely going to be a daytime activity, whether they go, you know, art museum or something like that.
Maybe aquarium or something. Do like a downtown Atlanta day or something.
Something where you have to interact all day long.
Mm-hmm. Or lunch gets, and then Braves, because I know they're in town on Saturday.
But I think her story about the Auburn thing is somehow they were trapped together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to the aquarium or you go something, she can always say, hey, well, let's take so-and-so and so-and-so.
Can you get a friend to take you both hostage and leave you locked in the same room together for like 24 hours?
Yeah,
and then
the struggle together will bring you tightness.
I think what everybody's trying to get to, though, is there's got to be something he does where he can get a definitive answer or some clue.
The date, the fake date.
I don't think that's, I mean, friends go to dinner all the time.
Yeah, but he's saying, he's going to say, hey.
So he's going to downplay it and say, hey, look.
I've got a gift card. Do you want to go to dinner?
I'm not going to spend any money on you.
You're creating the trap, right?
Here's a gift card.
You're creating.
You want to use it? You want to pay the tip?
Hey, hold on. They're poly-pessimistic over there. Listen to my story. He's creating the trap. Like, hey, I've got this gift card. Do you want to go? So now he's not boldly saying, he's not asking her on a date. He's inviting her to spend time because of some other circumstance. So he gets her in there. Then they have a great dinner, and they have a couple drinks at dinner. Universal lubricant, right? Vodka. So they have a couple drinks at dinner. And then he has, that's the perfect opportunity for him or even her to suggest afterwards that they continue their date somewhere else. And by 2 a.m., they're making the beast of two backs.
As roommates, do you two hang out a lot?
Well, you know, a lot of times we get home from work around the same time, so a lot of times we eat at the apartment, you know, if we have, you know, no plans until later.
Because some, you know, roommates and some, you know, friends hang out a lot and do things together. I just wondering if going to dinner and hanging out after dinner is unique for you guys.
I mean, we've done it a couple times.
You got to do something bold, a little bit more, I think, than dinner. If you guys are doing that and it's not a special night, then there's no indicator here. Hey, Marianne, good morning. You're on Q100.
Listen, everybody's giving you advice as to let her know what you think about her and that if she reacts this way, you'll know that she's not into you. Well, bottom line is, even if she's not quite into you, you don't want to frighten her. She still could get into you. What I'm saying is take a day on a Saturday and say, let's go for a short trip, nothing very long. I would recommend driving to Chattanooga for the day. Go up to the aquarium there, have lunch, and come back. Just do a one-day thing. Just, you know.
That's going to be a tough sell. Hey, you want to go to Chattanooga to go to the aquarium?
Well, why don't we just go to one in Atlanta?
Do you know the biggest one in the world is right there?
No, I'm talking about a trip into Tennessee on a cool day, a nice summer day, and the mountains are beautiful. Yeah. The drive is beautiful. I'm
Tennessee
working more on the car ride.
Yeah, just something like, you know what, Tennessee, let's get out of here. Let's just let's just get away from the stress. Let's just go to Chattanooga. I mean, I know it's not a place that we would normally go, but let's just go hang out.
Yeah, I totally think it has to be something like that. Trapped in the car or, I mean, I don't know.
Trapped in the car.
We keep using the word trapped, and I'm a little scared for this roommate. Everybody keeps saying trapped. Jeff's like, trap her in when the gifts are due again. Yeah. Trap her in the car for 2 hours.
Just put her in a box under your bed and feed her and take her out when you want to play with her.
But if you're trying to have a non-date date, then you got to have her attention somehow. Because if a guy
asks me to go for a day trip anywhere...
Your roommate who you've known for 2 years.
You would still know it was going in that direction, which I guess is good, because if she says yes, maybe she's into you.
And this could be the subtle, if she says no,
then
it could be the, you know, it's she's defining the line without it being uncomfortable.
Because we know when you're trying to get us alone.
That's the whole point, is for him to find out if she's into him or not. Mm-hmm. So not to dance around it to where it takes forever and she ends up dating somebody else.
Why don't you just do this? When she comes home from work tonight, smelling her clothes. And that will be a perfect indication that you want the relationship to go a little bit further.
Why don't you just drop your pants to your ankles?
Naked on the couch.
Yeah.
As soon as you walk.
Covered in her. Wear her clothes.
Her
take
panties
off all
on
your
head.
Yes.
The Bert Show.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2 hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.